All right, so get this. Today's deep dive is a little different, a little unexpected. We're looking at Suite Office software.
Sweet Office.
Yeah, ever heard of it?
I hadn't
Me
known.
neither. It's one of those things I just stumbled across, and it's a whole free Office suite, like the whole shebang, spreadsheets, word processing, you name it.
And they've got a really interesting About Us page on their website. That's what we'll be looking at today. More detail than you'd expect, almost like they're giving you a behind-the-scenes look at their whole approach.
Exactly. I was ready for the usual corporate jargon, but this is different. Feels like they actually want you to get their vision,
Yeah, totally.
So for this deep dive, that's what we are going to be doing. We're unpacking their About Us page, really trying to see why Suite might be more relevant than you'd think, especially if you're someone who wants something efficient, reliable and easy on the wallet.
For sure, for sure.
Okay, so right off the bat, the first thing that caught my eye was their tagline, "Providers of safe and trusted software with pure visual simplicity." Catchy, huh?
Right. I mean, it's a mouthful for sure.
Yeah, it is kinda,
But it
but
kind of tells you a lot about, what they care about.
yeah,
I mean, they
definitely.
could have easily gone with something like cutting edge or industry leading, that sort of thing.
Right.
But instead, it's safety, trust, simplicity. And they keep coming back to that idea of simplicity all over the page. It's like they're pushing back against all the software bloat we deal with.
Yeah, like they're actively trying to make something different.
Totally. And I mean, haven't we all experienced that? Software just getting more and more complicated.
All the time.
It's kind of refreshing, actually, to see someone deliberately going in a different direction.
It really is.
And speaking of doing things differently, check out how they describe themselves. We are the proverbial and also literal expression of two guys in a garage. What else is new? Right.
Right. Ha, I love it.
I know, right? Classic underdog story. And it kind of sets the stage for everything else.
Totally. I mean, these aren't some, faceless corporation.
Well, it's two guys with a passion project.
And that makes a difference.
Absolutely, it does. It makes their, commitment to being user-friendly even more striking.
Huge difference. Because, they're not just trying to sell you something.
Right.
They're trying to make something they believe in.
Right.
And that passion, I think, it comes through in their whole design philosophy. They even say, "No more tears and pulling hair when using our free software," which I don't know about you, but
Yeah.
I laughed out loud when I read that.
Totally. Because we've all been there.
Exactly. Who hasn't had that experience fighting with some piece of software? But they're acknowledging it and they're saying, "We're doing things differently."
And they are, yeah.
They even go into detail about
Yeah.
how they emphasize that they build everything from the ground up, no porting, no forking from other projects. So it's all their own code, their own solutions.
That's really impressive, especially in the open source world. Shows real dedication to making something unique.
And speaking of unique, they're very upfront about not being Java or .NET based.
Interesting choice.
Right. You'd think they would go with what everyone knows, right?
You would, it's the tried and true.
So why not do that?
Well, they argue that by going directly to the WYN32 API, think of that as like a direct line to your Windows operating system, they can get better performance without all the extra baggage.
Less overhead, they call it.
Right, exactly. It's like choosing the express lane instead of taking the scenic route.
And that ties in with another thing they talk about, being green.
The Go Green initiative,
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, how often do you see that? Software marketed based on like its environmental impact.
It's pretty rare. But they have a whole section on how their lightweight design actually helps save energy.
Which makes sense if you
Yeah,
think about it.
right.
Less resource-intensive software, less energy used, smaller carbon footprint. It's a unique selling point for sure. And it makes you wonder, are we going to see more software companies thinking about sustainability?
It's definitely possible, especially as people are becoming more and more aware of how technology impacts the environment.
So they're big on efficiency, on keeping things simple, even on the environmental impact, which is pretty cool. But who are these people? Luckily, their About Us page actually introduces us.
It does. And it's, well, let's just say it's not what you'd expect.
Right. Under software developers, we meet, get ready for it, Hank and Marius Van Loo, the masterminds behind all this.
Quite a pair.
And get this, their day jobs are completely unrelated to software.
No way, seriously.
Dead serious. Quote, "Installation and maintenance of heavy mechanical engineering machinery and equipment."
Wow, talk about a contrast.
Right. Really drives home the point that passion projects, they can come from anywhere.
No kidding. I mean, these guys are pouring their hearts into this after a
Right.
full day of, heavy machinery and stuff. That's dedication.
It really is. And it's not like they're just messing around either. These guys have some serious credentials. Hank, for instance, he's got diplomas in mechanical, electrical, A&D, software
The
engineering.
whole trifecta.
Right. And Marius, he's got a bachelor's in computer science, AN, a diploma in information systems.
So we're not talking about some amateurs here.
Not at all. They know what they're doing, even if it's not their 9 to 5, which makes me even more interested in seeing, how their individual skills play into all this.
Totally. So what did their bio say?
Okay, so Marius, for example, he's got experience developing Android apps.
Interesting.
And get this, serverless communication software.
Ooh, now that's getting a bit technical.
Right. I'm not even totally sure what that means, to be honest.
Basically, it's software that doesn't need traditional servers. It's all about being lightweight, scalable.
So, potentially Suite could be more than just desktop software someday, like mobile apps, cloud stuff, who knows?
Exactly. The possibilities are pretty exciting.
Right. Okay, now Hank, he describes himself as a webmaster and amateur graphics designer.
Okay, makes sense.
Right. Especially with how much they focus on the visual side, making things user-friendly.
It's clearly a big part of their whole philosophy.
Yeah, and it shows that they're thinking about the whole package, not just the code, but how it looks, how it feels to use.
Totally. So we've got the who figured out, but what about the why? How did they even get started with all this?
Well, luckily for us, Hank gives a little history lesson right there on the page.
Oh, yeah. What's the story?
So, back in the day, he couldn't afford to buy the expensive software, the big names.
Yeah.
So, what's a guy to do? He started making his own classic scratch your own itch story.
And that resonates with a lot of people, I think. Especially these days, software subscriptions, all that, it adds up fast.
For sure. And Hank's very clear that he's not trying to, take down the competition or
No,
anything.
no.
He even says, quote, "There are a million and one applications and software suites out there. I am just one of the many."
Yeah, that's kind of refreshing, actually. Not about ego, just about offering an alternative.
Exactly. And that's part of a bigger trend, right? This whole movement towards more accessible, affordable software, open source, freeware, cloud stuff. People have choices now.
More than ever, yeah. And that's a good thing, don't you think?
Definitely. It's a reminder that we don't have to just accept the way things are, you know? There are other options out there, and sometimes they're being built by two guys in a garage.
Exactly. Who just happen to have a passion for making tech work for everyone.
So we've got these two passionate developers, unusual backstory, really committed to simplicity and making things accessible. But what's the takeaway for the listener? What makes this story matter?
Good question. I think it really makes you think twice about those assumptions we have about software. We think bigger's always better, right? Like you need these huge teams, tons of money to make something truly innovative.
Right. It's got to be some big production.
Exactly. But Suite kind of flips that on its head.
It's like the little engine that could, proving that even a small team can make a real impact.
Exactly. And it gets you thinking what other amazing software is out there being made by, small teams or even just one person that we haven't even heard of.
Totally. It's like we're just scratching the surface of what's possible when you put passion and user-centered design first.
No doubt about it.
And we can't forget that Suite's totally free and open source.
Each point, yeah.
This isn't just about saving a few bucks, it's about making tech available to everyone. Think about it if you're a student or a nonprofit, maybe you're somewhere in the world where those big software packages are just completely out of reach.
It's a world of difference.
It really levels the playing field,
It does.
gives everyone the opportunity to create, to learn, to compete.
Which is how it should be, right?
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked a lot about the positives, and their About Us page is honestly really refreshing. But what about the challenges? What do you think a project like this might be up against?
Oh, that's a good point. It's important to remember making software, especially a whole office suite, it's a marathon, not a sprint,
It's a long game.
Totally. And one challenge is just keeping things going sustainably over the long term. You don't have a big company structure, revenue streams, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It takes a ton of dedication.
Definitely. And of course, there's the whole thing of competing with the giants, right? Those big companies, huge marketing budgets, everyone knows their
For
names.
sure, it's a David versus Goliath situation.
Yeah, exactly. So, how do you even begin to stand out?
Right. I mean, Suite might be fantastic, but if no one knows about it,
Exactly.
it's tough. But maybe that's part of what makes them so interesting, right? They're not trying to be Goliath. They're doing their own thing, focusing on what they care about.
Simplicity, accessibility, all of that.
Right. And that appeals to people, especially when so much tech feels, you know, impersonal, too complicated.
Totally. So to wrap up our deep dive here, what's the message for our listener? What should they take away from all of this?
You know, I think the biggest thing is to just stay curious. Mm-hmm. Don't just go with what, you know, with the big names. Look around a little. You might be surprised at what you find.
Hidden gems, like Suite.
Exactly. It shows us that there's another way to do software, a different approach, something built on passion, you know, designed with the user in mind. And that's something worth supporting.
Absolutely, because it benefits everyone when innovation comes from unexpected places.
Could agree more.
That's going to do it for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.